And this is second hour of February the 8th, 1954, processing session. Now, I want you to make yourself comfortable. And this is a group process you haven't had run on you before. But it has a slight tendency now and then to make somebody pretty jumpy, pretty nervous. Occasionally. And if it gets so you can't stand it or something of the sort, make sure it's at that level. Why, Bob will take you in the side room there. Okay, Bob? And straighten you out a little bit. And the next one Dick will take, okay? Now, our main problem here, of course, assignment of cause, and that's the process we're going to run. Okay, I want you to look around this room, pick out an object. An object. Now, decide that's the cause of all of your difficulties. Flinch away from it. Refuse to look at it. Now get a whole lot of reasons why it's the cause of your difficulty. Okay, let's pick out another object. Now decide that's the cause of all of your difficulty. Flinch from it. Refuse to look at it, and get all the reasons why it is. Okay. Now look around the room and pick up one object, then another object, then another object, then another object, each time deciding it isn't the cause of your difficulty, and light on the last object and decide it is. Get all the reasons why it is. Besides, you better never look at it again. Besides, you better forget all about it now. Okay. Now, those of you who can steer your eyes, be at some distance from your body. Be at some distance. I want you to run now. A little process known as the guiding light. I want you to mark up a light, whether you're in or out of your body. Mark it up and get it nice and strong and get it pouring out lots of light. If it disappears right away, put it there again. Just keep putting it there. And decide that is your guiding light that knows all and tells you where to go. Keep putting it there. Keep putting it there. Put it there. It knows all and tells you where to go. Your guiding light. Ain't putting it there. Now get a reverent attitude toward it. Your guiding light, put it there. Just keep putting it there, regardless of any somatics or occurrences or anything else happening there. Now, those of you that are outside, put a guiding light near the body and keep putting it there as a thing that tells the body which direction to take, go, and what will happen. Get the body with a reverent attitude toward it. Keep throwing it out there. Get it good and energized. And see if you can't build it up now to a real blazer. Like a white, hot, or radioactive cannonball. Let's get that up there. Keep putting it there, regardless of what happens. Now decide that's cause. And throw it away. Okay, be some distance back of your body. Give me three places where you were not. Those in the body still. Give me those three places where they're not. Now find the three places that you can find where you're most certain that you are not. Most certain. Okay, while exteriorized or interiorized, do this process now. Get the idea of walking away from the body, then finding nothing, and then putting something there. Let's repeat that over and over. Walking away, finding nothing, then putting something there so that you'll have something. Walking away, finding nothing, putting something there. Walking away, finding nothing, then putting something there. Let's continue that as a cycle. Walk away, find nothing, and then put something there. It's done best way out someplace. Walk away, find nothing, and put something there. Thank you. Continue that as a cycle. Continue that as a cycle. Walk away, find nothing, and then put something there. Now change it to walking away, find nothing to eat, and put something there. Walk away, find nothing to eat, and put something there. Now walk away, find no sex, and put some sex there. And continue that cycle. Walk away, find no sex, put some sex in. Okay, now let's check over and find three places you're not. Good and certain that you're not in those places. Okay, now let's get some more places you're not. Some more places you're not. Now let's get some things you're not at this moment causing. And some barriers which you are not at this moment dropping in front of yourself. All right, now be a good distance from your body, and those in the body can still run this. And mock yourself up, going in one direction, and then drop a barrier in front of yourself and stop yourself. Then change your direction, and a barrier in front of you again. And then change your direction and move off, and then drop a barrier in front of yourself to stop yourself. And have you back up, and as you back up, drop a barrier behind you to stop you from backing up. And have you go in a new direction and stop yourself. Then start yourself out again. Drop a barrier in front of yourself, and this time go on through it. And drop another barrier in front of yourself and stop yourself. Now throw all that away. And mock yourself up as a frog. And change it to a frog with horns. And get what a beautiful frog with horns you are. And change it to a frog with an ear. Pair of earmuffs on. I have the frog jump, and halfway in the jump, stop the frog in midair. And make the frog jump backwards. Now change the frog into a poodle dog. And with you as a poodle dog, make yourself wag your tail. Okay, now with yourself as a poodle dog, make yourself walk forward and put a barrier in front of you and stop you. Now have yourself go in a new direction and put such an unlimited space in front of yourself as a poodle dog that you decide it's too weary and have the dog stop. Now start the dog off again and put an unlimited space in front of the dog, have the dog get exhausted and stop. Start the dog off in a new direction, put an unlimited space in front of him, have him get exhausted and stop. Now start the dog off in a new direction, put an unlimited space in front of the dog, and have the dog say, "Oh, my, unlimited space," and have him start going. Now throw yourself away as a poodle dog. And mock yourself up as a cat. And have the cat get mad. Have the cat decide it mustn't get mad and get very propitiative and tame. Now have the cat get mad again. Now get propitiative. Now get independent. Have the cat get very independent now. Decide that you are the cat and that you're a very independent cat. Now have the cat eat a fish and change into the fish and have a fish as yourself. And have the fish start swimming and put a barrier in front of it and stop it. And have it start swimming in another direction, put a barrier in front of it and stop it. Have it back up and put a barrier behind it and stop it. Now put unlimited water in front of the fish and have the fish get exhausted and stop. And more unlimited water in front of the fish. Have it get exhausted and stop. And more unlimited water in front of the fish and have the fish say, "Oh boy, unlimited water," and start swimming off like mad. Throw that away. All right, look around the room now and pick out an object. Look around the room and pick out an object. If you're well exteriorized, just look around the environment and pick out an object. Not just the room. And pick out that object and decide it's the thing that's communicating with you. Flinch and refuse to look at it. Look around, find another object. Decide it's trying to communicate with you. Flinch and refuse to look at it. Repeat that process several times. Now get very accusative and go around the environment saying to any object that turns up, you're trying to communicate with me, and flinch away from it. Get very accusative about it. Run around, find all sorts of them. Okay, now start spotting objects. And be very accusative toward these objects. And each one you spot, say, you're pulling things out of me. And flinch away and refuse to connect with it. And find another one. You're pulling things out of me. Continue to find them. Continue to go through that exercise. Any object you see, decide that very positively. Be very accusative toward it. You're pulling things out of me. Now get spaces. Spaces that are pulling things out of you. Now look around and find object after object. And get a big feeling of desire on your part. And say to each one of these objects, please pull something out of me. Okay. Now, let's hit the guiding light again. Mark up a guiding light. Anywhere. Mark it up anywhere. That is my guiding light. It knows all. It predicts the future. That's what you do with it this time. Keep putting it there. Keep putting that guiding light there. Just keep putting it there, the object being to get as much energy outflow from it as possible. I don't care how dark it may be or how bright it may be or anything else, just keep putting it there. Get it as bright and as hot. As bright and as hot and as dense as possible. Put it there some more. You probably find a specific place it goes that it should be. Look at how much it knows, how much more it knows than you. Get a reverent attitude toward it. Flies in on you, just keep putting one where you put it in the first place. Neglect the one that flies in. Now see if you can put it there continuously, which is to say not by pulses, but just pour the juice to it. Put it there continuously. And get how nice it is to have a guiding light. Now make it brighter and hotter, denser. Have it crackle radioactively. If it insists on flying in or flying away or doing anything strange, you've decided where it ought to be fixed, and you fix it there. Let the things that fly away and fly in go to hell. And just keep putting a new one there. Getting the idea something's about to blow you apart or your body apart or something of the sort, why, just keep putting it there. Now, if you had one of these turn up in processing, if you had one of these turn up in processing, or several of them, repeat the thing as an automaticity. One of you was ducking like mad from a bunch of these things one day. Just throw some more up there. All right, now mock yourself up, flip-flopping, totally out of control. And enjoy it. All right, now get this flip-flopper flopping harder. And get some more enjoyment of this. Okay, now give me three places you're not. Some more places you're not. Now some places where another person is not. Specific person. And now some places where another Thetan isn't. Come on, you can find one. Okay, look around anything, any part of the environment now, and find something that's quite real to you. Reach for it and withdraw. Okay, now let's check off some places where your condition does not exist. Some places where your condition does not exist.
Some more places where your condition does not exist. What do I mean by condition? I just mean condition, that's all. Now let's check off some places where you don't have to put some life into symbols. Now let's find something real in the environment and reach for it and withdraw from it. Okay, now let's get the idea. Exteriorized is best. Still do it interiorized. Let's get the idea of walking away. Finding something and putting nothing there. And continue that as a cycle. Walk away, find something and put nothing there. Continue that as a cycle. Walk away, find something, and put nothing there. If you can't put nothing there easily, cover it up with blackness. Do it some more. Now let's find some places where you're not at this moment going unconscious. Some more places where you're not at this moment going unconscious. Now check that over to some places where you don't need to go unconscious at this moment. All right, now, be well outside, or if you're interiorized, do it just the same, and look around the environment, pick out objects or people, and say, you're what made me wrong, and flinch and refuse to look at it, and then go find something else, you're what made me wrong, and flinch. Find lots of them now. Okay. Now give me some places you are not. Now give me some places you are not yawning. And now some places you're not dying. All right, now mark yourself up as endowing something with life. And duplicate it. Granting beingness to something and duplicate it. And just continue to duplicate. Duplicate it some more, endowing something with life. Duplicate it and duplicate it and duplicate it and duplicate it and duplicate it. Now throw that away and get the idea of endowing something else with life. And duplicate that many times, rapidly. Okay, now throw it away. Get the idea of duplicating this. Now, disendowing something with life. Disendow something with life and then start duplicating it. Picked one that's tough to do. I knock somebody off one way or the other, cut their head off or something. Get the idea of cutting your own head off. Anything. Get the idea of blowing your own brains out or something of the sort, and then duplicate it and duplicate it and duplicate it. Some more. Now let's check off several futures you don't have to live. Several futures you don't have to live. And several things you don't have to duplicate. Now let's find some things you can duplicate. Okay, let's look around the environment now and find some things. Level an accusative finger at them and say, you're the cause. Okay. Run around the environment, you're the cause. Get all the reasons why they're the cause now. Start marking up people now, saying to them one after the other, you do this, and then the next one. You do that, and then the next one. Mark up another one. You do this. Mark up another one. You do that. Just all kinds of people, one after the other. You do this. You do that. Don't pay any more attention to them after you tell them. You do this, you do that. I start marking up pre-clears. You do this, and then get another pre-clear. You do that, another pre-clear. You do this. All right, now let's check off some things you don't have to be certain of. Some things you don't have to be certain of. Now, some places you're not. Now, mark up a whole mass of dots of light or people, whichever is easiest to get, with the idea you're my kind of people. Throw them away in another mass, and throw them away in another mass, and throw them away in another mass. Each time, you're my kind of people. All right, now mark up these dots of light, or people, whichever's easiest, or black spots, and have each one of them with the idea to you, you're my kind of people. Terrific agreement here amongst them that you're their kind of people.
Mob after mob after mob after mob. Each time you're my kind of people. Or you're my kind of Satan. Okay, now let's get mob after mob of you agreeing that you're your own kind of people. Okay. Now, check off some things you didn't do. Some more things. Great certainty now. Only certain things. Things you didn't do. There are things you didn't do. Now some things you don't have to know whether you did or not. And now let's get something you won't have to do exactly right. And some places you are not. Places you're not unconscious. Now be way away from here someplace and pick out people one after the other. You're still here. Pick them out here. And, theta-wise, point to each one, saying you're the cause of what happened, and get the reasons why. Person after person after person. Okay, now in front of you, mark up a little object, a strange little object, that does something which will tell you immediately to go away or perform or do something. Don't bother to obey it. Just mark up the object in front of you, some strange little object, giving you a sudden, surprising signal. It arrives and you do something. Throw it away and put another one there doing the same thing, and another one, and another one, and another one. Okay, now get the idea of going away, returning and finding nothing, and putting something there. All right, now get the idea of somebody else going away, and then you putting something there in their stead. They go away, you put something there. They go away, you put something there. All right. Now let's get the idea of you going away and somebody else putting something there. Continue that as a cycle. Continue that some more. You go away, somebody else puts something there in your stead.